In this week's parsha, the pasuk goes to the yichus of Moshe and Aaron, and the pasuk says at the end, "Hu Moshe v'Aaron," and Rashi says that "Hu Moshe v'Aaron," this is the Moshe and Aaron. Hey, mishlichusam mitzchila batzoif. So we spoke about a different time that the idea is that they remain shluchim, that they never took it over. It's their personal goal, personal aggrandizement, and therefore, when the time came and the person was necessary to disengage from the activity, he was able to because it wasn't his. When it becomes something which is yours, the person finds it more difficult to disengage. This time I want to talk about a different point which is there. This revolver points out the idea of the maintaining a stability and maintaining a strength in your avodah. That we find that there's a Yochanan Kohen Gadol, which we have to call us from Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was about to be the Maestris, etc. And eventually, the more says he became a Tzduki, Shef Yomov. Now, we know that the person cannot, all time of Atzim Chayyam Maestro, but that means that a person, therefore, has to constantly, vigorously work upon himself to maintain himself, to make sure that he doesn't fall, he doesn't change. And be ready for the nishinas which the Baruch Hu will send him through each tikkuf of his life and each situation that he's in. He contrasted this with the point that he says over from the Mashkiach Zah, which means Rabbi Ruchem. And Rabbi Ruchem pointed out that we see how much we waver, we see how much we change easily based on the situation that we're in. Rabbi Ruchem's lashon was that a person, his being changes with a change of clothing. Just by putting a different set of clothing, we become a different person. And that's the opposite of that. The Rishiva gift to yourself, we say over that Shlomo Melech, the more it says, but originally he was Malach on the whole world. Then he was Malach on Yerushalayim, and then the Soif he was Malach al Makli. So he lost everything. So a person went from being the ruler of all of the world, being to being the ruler over a very small area, to being the ruler over his makos. So he says, "What do you mean?" Sefer tells the Rav, "How you? What does it mean? You're molach al makloi?" He meant that even when he was left with nothing, he had no possessions left. All he had was his walking stick. He remained the melech. The malchus was something which was defined inside of the person. We're dressed in a nice way, so we act a little more respectfully. We're dressed down casually, so we act more casually. And we change who we are. A person is in his own room, he says, sitting there thinking deep thoughts. He gets together with friends, and he's making litzonas. If you look at the person before, he said, that's a person, he can't even say what's on his, he's such a serious person, and a deep person, and a thinking person. He can't get so frivolous. He recognizes there's so much more to the world. And now he's, you know, totally losing himself, because that's what he's in the suit of his friends, so that's what they do, so that's what he does also. He says, we change so much, we're swayed so much, based on the reality where we find ourselves. And the pasuk are saying over here by Moshe and Aaron that they were not like that. Moshe and Aaron defined themselves, they found themselves, they knew who they were, they knew what they were. And they did not let themselves be defined and changed by the situation around them. You find similarly by Yosef, that Rashi points out that Yosef remained the same Yosef when he was in his father's house, whether he was in the house of Potiphar, when he was in the Beis HaSurim, when he was the Mishnah LeMelech. That he looked inside of himself and decided, what is Yosef supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to act? And then that inner core of the being never changed. He had to deal with each situation as appropriately, but the inner core of the being never changes. So the void of a person throughout a lifetime is to build up that inner core, that we remain the same person, whether we're private or whether we're public. Our values and our hagas do not deteriorate or get better due to the circumstances around us, because we have this tremendous strength inside of ourselves. At the end, as it points out, this is the Ma'alot Talmud Chacham, that Talmud Chacham is Vaday Shmoy became Tilosoy, so Rabbi writes in one place that that's part of the power of the Talmud Chacham, to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Vaday. That there's no doubt about him. We know exactly what he is and what he stands for, who he is. That remains with him all of his life. Have a good Shabbos.